Episode 2287, The Grind of the Diet.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. Are you ready to get your wellness on? Are you ready to feel absolutely incredible every single day? Healthy living is awesome. And even though you may be stuck in the grind of the diet, oh no, guess what's on the menu for today? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, you don't have to get stuck in the grind of the diet. Healthy living can be fun and beneficial for the mind, body, and spirit. So how much do you wish you had something else to eat? Think about it. What did you have this morning? What did you have this afternoon? What did you have last night or the night before? Or, oh my goodness, you went out to eat and then you looked at the menu and you're like, I can't have any of this. All we see are our limitations. And one of the greatest complaints that I get when you're wanting to lose weight or to be really conscious of weight maintenance is, what the heck do I eat? What can I eat? Oh, it's so bland. Oh, it's so boring. But really, it's not so much about what you can eat as to what you will eat. We are habitual creatures, and deviating from our habits or likes makes us uncomfortable. We want to settle into what makes us feel good. Yet that feel-good feeling is all in the head. We really aren't considering the feel-good feeling from our body's perspective. Instead of focusing on what you can't have, look at what you can have. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Look at what you can have. Yeah, that's our menu for today. When I was shopping for vegetables to grow in the garden this year, I was amazed at how many different varieties of everything there is. I looked at it and I found like 12 different peppers. And at one point I was like, I've never heard of this one. Did you know there are purple peppers? Like literally they look like the color purple. Okay, not Barney the dinosaur purple, but purple. And it amazed me. I was like, okay. And I remember seeing them when I went to the fancy restaurants. But wait a minute, I can grow these in my own garden? Who would have thought? Yet all we see is the typical four to choose from in the local grocery store: the red, the yellow, the orange, and the green. And sometimes we look at our vegetables going, gosh, that's all we have? No, it's not all we have. Look at what you really do have. So what can we do when it comes to our diet? And I'm talking about the diet as in our nutrition. I want you to look at it differently. I want you to see your diet as fuel. What am I going to put into my body that's going to fuel not just my body, but my mind and my spirit? What is it that I can do to have fun? What can I do to brighten up my plate? You know, if you look at your dinnerware, I mean, come on, I'm going to be real here. Is your dinnerware brown or gray? That kind of would make me want to go, blah. It's not fun. Get something that's bright. A red plate, a white plate, a blue plate, a green plate. And then put your food on top of it. And let me tell you, it's going to come to life. Why do you think people love looking at the food in the Instagram feeds? It's because what it's placed on, it makes it pop and it makes it look good. And when something looks good, we begin to what? Feel good. Yeah, think about the dressing room. Mm-hmm. You go in the olden days. I know we got to think back because it's been a long time since we've been in those dressing rooms. And now our dressing room is our own bedroom because we just order, we try it on, and then we send it back. Okay, maybe it works, but you know what? I like to go shopping for real. I want to go in, I want to try it on, and then I want to bring out what I like and take it home with me same day, same place, same time. Yes, believe it or not, I do like to go shopping. And so, you know, when you go and you go in that dressing room and you put on that outfit and you're looking in the mirror and you're going, that looks awful. It looks better on the hanger than it does on me. And then you try on that one outfit and you're like, oh, and everything opens up and you're like, yes, this is the outfit. Same goes for the food that you eat. When you prepare it and you put it on a beautiful plate and the presentation is everything, you're like, oh, yeah, I can dive into that. But if you look like you're eating oatmeal every day, and I'm nothing against oatmeal, by the way, you're going to want something new and different. So look at what you can have, not at the limitations that you've placed on yourself based on the plate that you eat off of, or even your choices, your own habits and likes and how you go shopping. Because the next time you go into the grocery store, seriously, I want you to think about this. Think about how you shop for your groceries. I'm not talking about going and getting your antiperspirant or your toothpaste or going over and getting your hosiery or, running by and getting your smelly candles. I'm not talking about that run. I'm talking about simply groceries, the fuel, what you're going to feed your body. It's called your nutrition. How do you shop? I guarantee you, you have a pattern in how you shop. You start at a certain point and you go around and you have certain aisles you will go down and some aisles you won't even touch. Uh-huh. And others you'll be like, if I go down that aisle, there's like 20,000 things I want. So I'm just going to stay away from it. But then you never go and experience all the other things that are in that aisle that aren't part of those 20,000 things that you really thought you would want. So let's break it down. Look at what you can have. Number one, expand your menu. We limit ourselves to food, experience, exercise, even friends. Expand your menu. If you think about what you feed your family, believe it or not, you have patterns with that too. Our life is truly about patterns. I know I experience it every day. When I walk my neighborhood, when I walk my community, I see patterns, traffic patterns. I see patterns on when people come and go from their homes. I see traffic patterns when it comes to Amazon Prime delivery. Mm-hmm. You know when they're coming and when they're not. When FedEx or UPS delivers, or when your favorite USPS is going to come and bring that mail you've been waiting for. Life is about patterns, and patterns bring up and create what? Habits. So when we eat, we also do the same thing. We have this same menu. It's our go-to menu. It's the quick one. It's the quick grab. So expand your menu. Stop limiting yourself to what you know. It'll be amazing to what you will experience. Number two, experiment with something new. Change up your regular go-to meals. Those patterns, make it different. Try new recipes. Use different seasonings. Have you ever tried cumin, turmeric, dill? Does any of that sound familiar? Now you may be like, oh yeah, I heard about it, but yeah, I never really fixed it. Try it and experiment with fresh versus dried. You can have dry dill, but if you use fresh dill, it's totally different. What about fresh mint? It is spring. We're going to go into summer soon, and you're going to be wanting something cool to drink. If you enjoy tea, what about putting some fresh mint in your tea? Oh my goodness, that changes everything. And mint is good for you in so many ways. You can buy a pot of mint and just eat it, not just necessarily sit there and eat it. Yes, you could do that, but you can use it. You can put it in salads. You can put it in meats. It is wonderful. But what happens? We limit ourselves to what we know. We go back into our patterns, which we've created our habits. No, throw all that to the curb. Create your now. Expand your menu. Experiment with something new. And finally, number three, eat to the seasons. Oh, yes, my favorite. There is no better time than the present to enjoy local farm-to-table restaurants, local eateries in your area, and the farmer's market. You can even check out co-ops in your area. And if you don't know, start asking around. Strike up conversations. I know it's kind of a weird thing. If you need to, and you're one who really doesn't like to talk to people face to face, then get on your Instagram or your Facebook. Find people local in your area and say, hey, do you know of any local farmers markets? Do you know of any farm to table restaurants? It is amazing what you can do. And when you eat to the seasons, your body is refreshed. And I just love thinking about that because I don't know if you listened to the episode with Terica Joy Smith, but we had her on and her episode went live last Thursday and it was episode number 2281. And she has this beautiful magazine called Eden and Vine. And when I look at that and I think about what we're talking about right now with the grind of the diet, she opens up her life and how she lives on the farm. And when I think about how God made and created this world when it comes to our food and our nutrients, oh my goodness. Every season there is something new and fresh. And so when you begin to experience God's presence in your diet, my goodness, yes, you have arrived because there's nothing better. So eat to the seasons, experiment with something new, and expand your menu. One of the easiest things you can do is cooking with fresh herbs and spices. In fact, why not grow some of your own in pots? You don't have to be that gardener. Go out. And in fact, I was just there at one of the local stores and I bought this huge pot. And when I say it's already done, it's a pretty cute pot. It's sitting outside on one of my tables in the sun. All I have to do is water it, keep the soil moist, and then I can use the leaves. It's fresh mint. I even had my son try it. I'm like, why not? And I can't wait to have my mint and tomatoes and cucumber. And having mint and cucumber water. I love that. But you got to be willing to experiment. You got to be willing to go above and beyond what you already know. Now, I didn't grow up this way. I did experience it because my grandparents did have a farm and they would grow their crops in their garden. And I remember going and picking fresh beans and we'd have to snap the beans and we'd go out and pick, oh, the strawberries. They had the best strawberry plants ever. And I can remember grandma trying to have a few watermelons. Sometimes they were successful, sometimes not. And then my great grandmother had grapevines and it was on one side of the house. And I remember going and trying the grapes. And I even remember one time we lived in that house after my great grandmother and great grandfather had passed away and those grapevines were still there. You see, that is building a legacy of incredible, a tasty, healthy diet and nutrition, fuel for the body. That's what you want to go for. It's not about, you know, what you can't have. It's about what you can have. So why not grow some of your own foods? Start them in little pots. You only need a couple. You know, grab some rosemary, grab some thyme, a little bit of mint, and then find some recipes and experience those recipes with just those particular herbs and seasonings and spices. Some you'll like, others you'll be like, yeah, no, not, we'll ever fix again. I could have it, but it's not my favorite. Most of the problem with our own eating is our own palate because we set ourselves up for failure when it comes to what we like and what we don't. So get a couple different ones and enjoy them in salads, different recipes, and even drinks. Food is flavorful, so be grateful. Enjoy what life has to offer, not because of what you can't have, but because of what you're given. The grind of the diet does not exist, but only in the mind. See the possibilities of tasty, healthy living. Go out today, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.